Welcome to a new episode of Hashtag Bullshit. You're on with your host, Kim. Happy New Year. I hope everyone is doing well, although it is a few weeks within the new year, but Happy New Year. I'm pretty sure you've already made several New Year's resolutions and told all of your family, your friends, your coworkers, your pastors, your church members how you're gonna lose 20 pounds, how you're gonna stop drinking, or how you're gonna work harder to do better, to better yourself in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And a lot of those New Year's resolutions, 9 times out of 10, you are not going to do. With that being said, I would like to talk about a New Year's resolution I feel as though everyone can reach. It is easier said than done, and that is stepping outside of your comfort zone. I know that being comfortable is the whole goal in life. Being financially comfortable, being healthy, living in a comfortable living environment, that's not what I mean. When I say stepping outside of your comfort zone, everyone needs to at some point step outside of their comfort zone to grow. If you're always comfortable, that can leave you stagnant. That can leave you at a level in life where you have no room to grow. It can be your relationship, it could be your religion, it could be your work environment, it can be your family life. At some point in time, you have to step outside of the box again in order to grow. We'll use family as an example. Everyone, most people, I won't say everyone, most people love their family to death. Their family have certain expectations for them, and so people tend to do exactly what it is that their family expects of them to do. Let's say you are the family member that is very generous, and everyone knows that they can come to you for help, but in your personal life, in your home, you are struggling, but you continue to help everyone else, all your family members, and they're okay, but you are struggling. You're comfortable with doing that because that's their expectations, but your comfort is leaving you in a rut. So if you are to change that, that will put you in a better place. It'll make you uncomfortable because the people around you and your family members that have that expectation that they can come to you for anything are going to look at you, or maybe not, but we'll say that they'll look at you in a different light and maybe a little bit annoyed with you saying no. And it'll make you uncomfortable, but with you being uncomfortable, it'll make your home life better. You'll be able to maintain a lot better with just stepping outside of the box and saying, hey, no, I can't do this. I know you're used to me doing this, but this is something that I cannot do and I will not do anymore, so that you can live a better life, although it makes you uncomfortable. And that goes the same for little things as far as your diet. Eating fast food is very convenient in this day and time. You need fast food for lunch. You can get breakfast on the way to work. You could get dinner on the way home. You can order food to your house. Almost any food that you want from DoorDash or whatever pizza places, Chinese restaurants. You can get any kind of food that you want because it's convenient. It costs a lot of money. 9 times out of 10, it is not healthy food. And it's quick. It does not cause you to have to come home from work and cook, have to come home from work and make a mess. You order the food or you pick it up on the way home. You just throw the stuff in the trash because you're comfortable doing that. It's comfortable. it's a comfort because it saves you time, but it can be unhealthy. A lot of America is obese, so let's go with your weight. Just taking a few days out of the week and not eating fast food, buying healthy foods that's quick to prepare when you get home, can save you money as well as increase your health. And if you struggle with doing that, that's normal, but stepping outside of your comfort zone can increase your health, increase your savings, and you will feel a lot better with doing that. Now, I'm not saying that trying something new and stepping outside of your comfort zone is the best thing to do, because you could be living life the best that you know how, and trying something new may not be the right decision to do, but you will never know if you just, again, remain stagnant, staying in your comfort zone, not trying anything new. How would you know? You're just continuing to do your daily routine and everything is the same, so you're not growing the way you think about what you're eating, the way your family thinks about you at all. It's no way that you can grow if you don't step outside of your comfort zone. I've also noticed, talking to a few friends, that people tend to not step outside of their comfort zone because friends or family members or spouses react as though the person that's trying to try something different or trying to better themselves are being weird or they're quote unquote doing too much. If the people around you are not supporting you just trying something different, or are you trying to step outside of your comfort zone, then maybe you should step outside of that comfort zone of the people around you and try to get some new people around you that understands your mind frame and understands that, no, you're not trying to be weird or you're not trying to do too much. You're just trying to simply better yourself. Again, everything that I'm speaking about is easier said than done, but it is a real option. It is a real New Year's resolution. I feel like this is something that is very doable. But like everything in life, when you try to change for the better, it's easier said than done. So with that being said, I would just like you to take time out of your day, make a list of things that you know is not good for you, or things that you're not happy with, and write an alternative to the thing that is not good for you or things you're not happy with, and just try it. Try it for a month straight and see if it enhances your life or if it does not. And if it doesn't, fine. But at least you tried something new, and at least you explored new options. I hope you guys have a great new year. I'll see you on the next episode.